Happy Mother's Day.
我们开始之前，我们祈祷。
Before we start, let's bow our head with a word of prayer.
大天父，我们谢谢你。
Dear Heavenly Father, we thank you.
特别在这个母亲节的时候。
Especially on this Mother's Day.
因为你通过我们的妈妈，让我们明白什么是爱。
Because it's through our mother that you teach us what it means by love.
就是通过她的给予跟牺牲，我们了解爱的定义。
That is through her giving and sacrifice that we know the definition of love.
我们也明白神对我们的爱。
That so that we would know the love that God you have for us.
愿意我们今天来到你面前去思考你的话语的时候，也想到主你对我们的爱。
May we come before you this morning as we reflect on your word that you know that we will know what your love is.
让我们每一个人有一个敞开的心。
So that we would everyone would have an open heart
领受主的话,
to receive your word.
听我们祷告，奉耶稣基督的名求。
Listen to a prayer in Jesus' name.
Amen.
Amen.
有一天有一个小一的学生回家。
One day, an elementary school student come home.
他就问妈妈说,
he asked the mother,
性是什么?
What is sex?
妈妈没有想过一个六岁的小孩怎么快就问他这样子的问题。
The mother never thought that the six-year-old would ask her that kind of question.
结果呢，这个妈妈就吞吞吐吐的从恭敬。 母鸡长到第三等的时候，长了15分钟，向这个孩子解释。
So the mothers reluctantly enough and to explain the, from chicken to the eggs and to for 15 minutes she tried to explain this.
这个孩子听完以后呢，其实还是不明白。
After the child listened, he still doesn't quite understand.
那么他就从他书包里面呢拿出一个表格。
So he took out a form from his backpack and showed the mother.
他说，老师今天给我一个表格。So
the teacher gave me a form today.
第一行是名字，我知道要放我的名字上去。The
first row is name. I know I should put down my name.
第二行姓不知什么，我都不知道姓是什么意思，所以我来问你。
The second opening is sex. I don't know what it means by sex, so I come back and want to ask you.
那其实呢，我们很多父母呢没有准备好回答，就是孩告诉孩子正确性的这个观念。
A lot of parents did not accurately and fully explain the concept of sex to the children.
结果呢，这些。 孩子呢，就从他们的，比方说他的同学啊，从这些，电影啊、音乐里面呢，学回来这个性的观念。So
the children will learn from movies, from friends, and to learn about what it means by sex.
这个观念很多时候呢，跟我们圣经里面所教的偏离很远。And
these concepts are actually far. From what the scripture teaches.
怪不得呢，圣经形容呢，我们现今的世代呢，是一个淫乱的社会。
No wonder the scripture describes our contemporary society, it's a generation of adultery.
今天呢，我们要看马太福音的第五章。
Today we're going to study the Matthew chapter 5.
这个是耶稣解释了不可奸淫的这个诫命的意思。
And this is when Jesus explained what it means by do not have adultery.
我希望呢，我们可以也从耶稣解释不可奸淫这个诫命里面呢，我们了解性的正确的意义。And
we hope that as Jesus explained what it means by do not have adultery, that we would actually understand the meaning of sex.
还有呢，就是我们怎么去遵守不可奸淫呢？
And then also how we can follow do not commit adultery.
Yeah. 我们呢先来看呢，就是第五章二十七到二十八节。
Let's first take a look at chapter 5:27-28.
耶稣说：“你们听见有话说不可奸淫，只是我告诉你们，凡看见妇女就动淫念的，这人心里已经与他犯了奸淫了。”
You have heard that it was said, "You shall not commit adultery." But I tell you that anyone who looks at a woman lustfully has already committed adultery with her in his heart.
首先呢，我想指出一样事情，就是耶稣没有责备性。
And I want to point out that Jesus does not condemn sex.
有一些宗教呢，比方说好像佛教啊，甚至是天主教呢，他们提倡，如果你要做一个敬虔的人呢，你必须要守童贞。
And the some religions like Catholic or maybe Buddhism, if you want to be a pious person, you have to practice celibacy.
但是呢，这个不是圣经的教导。
But this is not what the Bible teaches.
也就是性是神创造这个世界的时候已经建立了。
And this is when God created heaven and earth, He had already set up sex.
这个是一个好的事情。
This is a good thing.
是神给人的一个礼物。
It's a gift from God to man.
只是呢，在咒怨里面，雅各这本书里面呢，作者在里面歌颂性的快乐。
And actually, in the Old Testament, the Song of Solomon, the author celebrates sex.
然而呢，主耶稣却责备奸淫。
But on the other hand, Jesus condemned adultery.
奸淫呢，就在圣经里面呢，它定义所有在婚姻以外的性行为都是奸淫。
The scripture definition of any sexual act outside of script outside of marriage is adultery.
可见呢，婚姻是唯一一个范围呢，神容许男女发生性的关系的。
So marriage is the only place where sex can take place.
任何在婚姻以外的性的行为都是干犯神的标准的。
Any sexual act outside of marriage would violate God's standard.
这个也跟我们现在的社会的所教的很不一样。
And this is also very different from what our society teaches.
这个世界会告诉你，性就等于爱。
The society tells you that sex equates to love.
如果你爱一个人的时候，你就会跟他发生性的关系。
If you love someone, then you actually would follow up with sexual acts with them.
但是圣经说，性的关系其实是夫妻的一个专利。
But the scripture tells us that the sex is only it's a special privilege within marriage.
只有在凡在婚姻以外的性的行为都是罪。
Any sex outside of marriage is sin.
另外呢，耶稣也没有责备男女之间的彼此吸引。
But Jesus does not also condemn any attraction between the male and female.
所以，如果你觉得一个人对你来说是很吸引你的，其实这个是很正常的。
If you find someone who is very attractive to you, this is actually very normal.
但是耶稣却责备他说：“如果你看见妇女就动淫念的，这就是犯了奸淫的罪。”
But Jesus condemned. But I tell you that anyone who looks at a woman lustfully has already committed adultery.
所以，什么叫看见妇女动淫念呢？
So what does it mean by anyone looks at a woman lustfully?
其实有两个解释。
Actually, there are two explanations.
第一个解释呢，就是你心里面幻想与对方犯奸淫。
And that is the first one is to within your heart you imagine having adultery with this woman.
所以呢，圣经是告诉我们，性幻想是犯罪。
So the scripture tells us any kind of sexual imagination is committing sin.
所以有了这个了解的时候，你知道其实神是反对我们人，比方说你看任何的色情的杂志啊、电影啊、网站啊、小说啊这些事情。
So in other words, Jesus does not condone any movies and novels that actually describe sex, actually in a way pornography. So actually for us human beings like to read a lot of stories.
然后呢,
And we also like love stories.
你看这些电影的题材的时候，你就发现，只是大部分都是讲到爱情。
If you look at the contents of a lot of movies, most of them are talking about love stories.
但是我们不能够喜欢这些不道德的爱情故事。
But we cannot like those immoral love stories.
比方说就是好像我这些说什么。 办公室的浪漫呢?
For example, any kind of office romance?
这些一夜情呢?
And any kind of one night stand?
这些什么奇人之福啊?
And then also having
multiple wives.
Okay.
其实在这些事情在神的眼里面,
In all these things in God's eyes,
它不是浪漫。
It's not romantic. It's not love stories. It's not husband and wife. And God clearly tells us these are sin.
所以我们不要带入你看这些故事的时候，你不要看这些故事。你看的时候，你也不要把自己带进去这个角色里面。
So we should not watch these movies and also bring us ourselves in, along into the movies.
因为你心里面动淫念的时候，你已经犯了奸淫。
But if you have any kind of lustful thoughts in your mind, then you already have committed adultery.
第二个解释,
the second definition.
就是你看了妇女动淫念的意思呢，就是你用你的眼神来勾引。 这个妇女，你知道她与你犯奸淫。
So when you are looking at a woman lustfully, you use your eyes to attract woman to commit adultery.
所以通常英文就是用 seduce 这个字。
So the English word is seduce.
OK. 所以呢，这个提醒我们一件事情。
So this reminds us one thing.
就是你平常穿衣服的时候。
And that is normally when we wear our clothing.
你是为了吸引人呢，还是为了勾引人呢？
So if you actually want to attract people, or you are trying to seduce people?
你讲的话，
What you say?
你的表情，
Your expressions.
是不是为了去勾引其他人呢？
Is it there to seduce others?
所以我知道很多时候呢， 特别年轻人啊，他喜欢穿一些很 性感的衣服，就是因为剪纸做的时候，你会成为一个很，就是很受欢迎的一个人。
So I see the young people, when you actually wear some sexy clothing, it becomes very attractive.
但是呢，这个我们要小心，我们不要剪纸做。
But we need to be careful so we don't do that.
耶稣解释不可杀人。
And Jesus explained, do not commit murder.
解释不可奸淫。
And also do not commit adultery.
同样指出呢，这个都是我们可以从我们思想里面犯罪。
In the same way, we commit sin in our thoughts.
但是呢，28节里面呢，有一个进一步的对罪的了解。
And in verse 28, it also has a further meaning about sin.
这个28节呢，他讲到，你看见妇女做动淫念的时候，这人心里已经与他犯了奸淫了。Anyone
who looks at a woman lustfully has already committed adultery with her in his heart.
耶稣在这句话里面指出呢，只是罪恶是从心而生的。And
Jesus wanted to point it out, sin actually starts from our heart.
当你决定接受这个引诱的时候，其实你已经犯罪了。And
if the minute you decide to receive this temptation, that's when you have already committed sin.
你罪的行为早晚会发生出来。And
this sexual act would happen sooner or later.
有的时候我看报纸讲到这些，比方说这些，钱。 OK， 这些sexual crime 的这些人，就是犯了这些性的罪的这些人。
As I read in the newspaper about sexual crime,
And
these people have a common experience.
就是他们小的时候，比方说，十多岁、十一、十二岁的时候。
And these people, when they are 11 or 12 years of age,
他们看见，比方说，他发现一些色情的杂志。
And they may have, they would have discovered some sex magazines.
可能是他的朋友啊，可能是他的家人里面，在收在家里面的。
Perhaps their friends, perhaps their family members, sitting in their home.
那么呢，他们没有拒绝。
But they did not decline it.
反而就是开始去看。
And then started to read.
那这个就成为了他后来的为什么他们会犯这些事情的原因。
And these are reasons for them to commit these acts.
因为呢，他们就给他们的情欲去控制。
Because they've been controlled by their desire.
最后他就犯奸淫。
And to eventually committing adultery.
耶稣告诉我们呢，罪是一个心的一个问题。
And Jesus tells us that sin is a matter of the heart.
你不是偶然做错一件事情。
It's not like you made a mistake once in a while.
这个好像一个心瘾一样，一个 addiction 一样。
It's basically it's some form of addiction.
它会驱动你去犯罪，你不做这个事情，你不会停下来。
It would motivate you to commit sin until you do it. It wouldn't stop.
29到30节里面呢，耶稣讲到另外一件事情。
In verse 29 to 38, Jesus talk about another thing.
他就讲到了，其实犯罪是很严重的。
And as he pointed out that sinning is actually very serious.
有人猜为什么耶稣突然间呢会讲到29节呢？
Someone might wonder why Jesus would actually go to verse 29.
可能有人想呢，他把犯罪的责任呢。
So perhaps he would actually push the responsibility for sinning to the eyes.
他会说，不是我故意的，就是胡思乱想啊。
It's not something like intentionally would think of these things.
神给我眼睛，我看见了，我就有反应了。
And Jesus gave me my eyes, and when I see that, I will respond.
所以这个不是我的责任呢。
So this is not my responsibility.
所以耶稣呢，其实是按照这些人的一个借口的时候呢，他就在29节这样子说。
So actually, based on the some of these people's excuses, he pointed out in the and said that in verse 29.
若是你的右眼叫你跌倒，就挖出来掉掉，宁可失去白体中的一体，不可叫全心掉在地狱里。
If your eyes cause you to stumble, gouge it out, and fall away, it's better for you to lose one part of the body than for your whole body to be thrown into hell.
那我想告诉大家的29、30节呢，是耶稣一种夸张的教学的方法。
So let me tell you that verse 29-30 is a way of Jesus' teaching which is somewhat exaggerated.
它不是 按字面去解释，真的叫你把你的眼睛花掉，不是真的叫你的右手啃掉。
We're not to interpret literally. It's not like we're actually going to gouge out an eye or cut off a hand.
为什么我会这样子讲呢？
How is it that I can say that?
因为我们知道一个瞎眼的人呢，他也是会犯，就是动淫念的。
Because we know that even a actual blind person is still can have sinful thoughts.
所以你把你的右眼花出来的时候，其实没有帮助你遵守神的话。
If actually you gouge out the right eye, it doesn't help you to follow Jesus' word.
但是呢，耶稣在这里却告诉我们一件事情。
But Jesus here tells one thing.
犯罪的结果是很严重的。
The consequence of sin is very serious.
还有呢，就是你一定会面对神的审判。
And also you would for sure face God's judgment.
犯罪的人就要下地狱。
And those who commit sin will enter hell.
29节它的重点就是在这句话，宁可的这句话。
And this key word is better for you.
右眼右手对我们来说是很重要的一部分。
And right hand, right eye for us is a very important part of our body.
但是呢，你为了不犯罪，把它们啃掉的时候，还是比较值得。
But for the sake of not sinning, gouge it out and remove it, it's still worth it.
我们很多时候犯罪的原因就是我们舍不得。
A lot of times we sin because we don't want to give it up.
比方说，好像看电影。
For example, watching movies.
一部电影哈，它可能有90%的都是很健康的。
And for movies, perhaps 90% is very clean.
但是呢，它就是有五分钟也是情欲的部分。
Perhaps there are 5 minutes of any kind of sexual part.
很多时候我们就是舍不得不看下去哦。
But a lot of times we really don't want to continue watching.
因为你不看下去的时候，你怎么知道结局呢？
When you actually don't watch the rest, then you how can you know the ending?
但是后来有一个弟兄提醒我一件事情。
But one brother remind me one thing.
他说了这些情欲的片段。
In all these sexual portion,
可能只有五分钟。
Perhaps only 5 minutes.
但是你看了以后，你不能从你的记忆里面把它删掉哦。
But once you watch it, you cannot remove that from your thoughts.
所以呢，他说他宁可不看。
He said he'd rather not watch.
所以现在呢，我跟我太太的做法是这样子。
So for us, for me and my wife,
比方说我们比较很少去电影院里面看电影。
We don't go to movie theaters often.
那么你在家里面看电影呢，有一个好处。
And the if you watch movie at home, there's an advantage.
就是你发觉这些部分。比方说是应有你的，你可以 fast forward 啊，把它跳过去啊。
If you see a part that actually tempts you, you can fast forward.
所以呢，不要因为你眼前的享受，就去犯罪。
And don't sin because of you want to have the what's desirable in front of your eyes.
因为圣经告诉我们，犯罪的后果是很严重的。
Because the scripture tells us that the consequence of sin is very terrible.
31-32呢，其实是讲到圣洁的婚姻。
And the verse 31-32 talks about the holy matrimony.
一个呢是谈到一个离婚的问题。
And they address issues of divorce.
那如果你按照耶稣讲的次序的时候呢，讲到30节的时候，可能有些人有这样子的。
And perhaps when you get to verse 30, some people might draw this kind of conclusion.
那自然呢，婚姻里面的性关系是唯一合法的。
So therefore, if this sexual act within marriage is the only one that does not sin,
那么我就结婚了。
Then I'll get married.
但我不喜欢这个人的时候，我就离婚了。
If I don't like this person, then I'll get divorced.
那么我就没有犯罪哦。
Then I would not have committed any sin.
但是耶稣在31节就说
，But Jesus said in the 31st verse,
又有话说：人若忧妻，就当给他忧书。只是我告诉你们，凡忧妻的，若不是为了奸淫的缘故，就是叫他做淫妇了。人若垂贼被诱的妇人也是犯奸淫了。
It's been said anyone who divorces his wife must give her a certificate of divorce. But I tell you that anyone who divorces his wife except for sexual immorality makes her the victim of adultery. And anyone who marries a divorced woman commits adultery.
那31节是告诉我们，的确在旧约圣经里面呢有离婚的规定。
And verse 31 tells us.Indeed, in the scripture times, there this divorce matter.
但是在这个离婚的规定呢，不是告诉你人可以随便的离婚。
But within this divorce, it's not like anyone can go ahead and divorce easily.
好像呢，现在的人呢，他会觉得我现在都不爱你了，那么就离婚吧。
Like in the modern day, actually, some people might feel, now that I don't love you, then I will just get a divorce.
在圣经里, 耶稣其实告诉我们, 你要离婚, 你必须要有一个足够的原因去离婚。
And Jesus tells us, if you want to get divorced, you must have a legitimate reason for divorce.
要不然就是好像32节里面呢, 你会使这个离婚的太太犯奸淫。
And it's otherwise it would be like in verse 31, it said you would make this divorced woman commit adultery.
也会让这个跟这个离婚的太太结婚的男人犯奸淫。
It also would cause to anyone who married this divorced woman commit adultery.
那为什么32节会有这样子的事情呢?
And why would that be such a situation?
因为当时的妇女啊, 如果她离婚以后, 其实她就 不能养活自己，她必须要再结婚。
And then actually back in those days, for any woman who is divorced, she cannot make a living, so therefore she had to remarry in order to make a living.
耶稣是告诉我们, 如果你们离婚的原因不是有一对方犯了奸淫的时候,
And Jesus tells us, unless you are actually divorced, if his divorce is not based on someone committing adultery,
那么其实你的离婚在神眼里面还是没有发生。
And so in that case, in God's eyes, this divorce does not happen.
对，在这个社会上面，你是一个离婚的人。
And within this society, you are a divorced person.
但是你在神面前，你跟你从前的先生 你的太太的婚约还是有效的。
And yet within this, the marriage with your husband and wife is still binding.
所以当这个女人再去结婚的时候, 她就是犯奸淫。
So therefore, if this woman get married again, she would have committed adultery.
当神设立婚姻的时候,
When God set up marriage,
他是一男一女,
It's one man and one woman.
一夫一妻,
one husband and one wife.
一生一世,
and the entire life.
这个就是圣经所讲的圣洁的婚姻。
And this is what scripture refers to as holy matrimony.
希伯来书里面13章第4节讲到, 婚姻人人都要尊重, 床不也不可误会, 因为苟合恒淫的人,
In Hebrews 13:4, it says marriage should be honored by all, and the marriage bed kept pure, for God will judge the adultery and all the sexual immoral.
在耶稣在马太福音5章20节的时候，他这样子讲。
And Jesus tells us this in Matthew 5:20.
你们的义若不信于文士和法利赛人的义，断不能进天国。
Unless your righteousness surpasses that of the Pharisees and the teachers of the law, you will certainly not enter the kingdom of heaven.
对了，他从21节开始就解释什么神是怎么了解这些律法的。
So starting in verse 20, Jesus already started how to interpret these laws.
比方说，不可杀人，不可奸淫，离婚的真正的意义。
For example, do not commit adultery, do not commit murder, and the true definition of marriage.
所以我们现在要讨论一个问题，就是人怎么可以满足律法的要求？
So let's talk about an issue, and that is, how does man fulfill the law?
以下的一个分享呢，其实不是一个，就是好像一个研究圣经的一个分享。
And the following analysis is almost like how to study the Bible.
这个其实是我小的时候看这段经文的一个经历。
And this is a experience I had when I was young, as I was reading the scripture.
我13岁的前年呢，我第一次看马太福音。
And when I was 13, the first time I read the book of Matthew.
然后看到第五章的时候，耶稣解释不可杀人。
And then when I get to verse 5, and Jesus talk about do not commit murder.
不可奸淫。
Cannot commit adultery.
我第一个反应就是觉得耶稣所讲的话是很有道理。
And my first reaction is what Jesus said, it makes a lot of sense.
我们每一个人都不喜欢这些口是心非的这些虚假的人。
And no one would like a hypocrite.
所以一个真正的一个义人呢，他应该是他的心跟他的行为是一致的。
So a true righteous man should be consistent between his thought and the acts.
我们遵守律法的时候，也不应该只是遵守它字面上面的意义，应该遵守背后的精神。
When we obey the law, we should not only just obey literally, but rather the obey the spirit behind the law.
第二个反应呢，就是我也同意犯罪的人呢，应该是。受到神的惩罚。
The second thing is anyone who commits sin should receive the judgment.
因为神是公义的，那么犯罪的人下地狱是理所当然。
The because God is righteous, so therefore anyone commits sin should go to hell. That's actually fairly reasonable.
所以我第三个反应呢，就是我要立志遵守神的话。
So my third reaction is I want to make a decision to follow God's words.
特别就是在不可杀人、不可奸淫的事上。
And especially in the area, do not commit murder and do not commit adultery.
所以当时呢，我立志的时候呢，就点指告诉自己。
So when I made that decision, I told myself,
如果我犯了以上不可奸淫、不可杀人其中一条的时候
，If I commit any sin with the murder or adultery.
那么呢，我会用一个刀在我手背上面割一刀。
So I would use a knife in the back of my hand where I would make a cut.
你知道为什么我当时会有剪指的想法呢
？Do you know why I thought that way when I was young?
就是因为耶稣说嘛，你要把你的眼睛刮出来，把你的手砍下来嘛。
And that is when because Jesus said we actually gouge out your eye and cut off your hand.
但是我没有这个勇气啊。
But I didn't have that courage.
所以我就想到一个比较我可以忍受的一个方法。
So I thought of a way that I can perhaps tolerate.
但是你也可以看见，其实我对这个事情是很认真的。
But you see that I was with this matter is very serious.
因为我真的不想下地狱啊。
Well, because I truly did not want to go to hell.
所以我就立志做这个事情。
So I made a firm decision to do this.
但是结果怎么样呢
？But what happened in the end?
我做不到啊。
I couldn't do it.
特别耶稣讲到不可奸淫的这一条。控制不了我的思想
and perhaps it's especially in the area do not commit adultery. I cannot control my thoughts.
那么我真的用一把刀在手背上面割一刀。
So I indeed use a knife to cut the back of my hand with a cut.
的确是很痛。
Indeed, very painful.
但是没有改变我。
But did not change me.
所以我劝你，你不要用这个方法。其实你不会不犯罪的这样子做。
So I suggest you not to use this method because it's not going to work.
再过几天以后，一个礼拜以后，我又犯同一样的罪啊。
A week later, I commit the same sin.
我现在回头看当时的经验。
As I reflect upon the experience I had back then,
我明白我为什么做不到。
I realize why I couldn't do it.
我也相信呢，我们没有一个人能够做到神的标准。
And I believe that none of us can reach God's standard.
其实耶稣已经告诉你了。
Because Jesus already told you.
他说，罪恶是从心里面去发出来。
And sin emanates out of the heart.
所以任何在外表的限制，其实没有，只能改变你一阵子，但是不能永远改变你。
And any limitation from the outside will only stop you for a little while, but would not be able to continue to stop you.
这些都是一些治标不治本的方法。
And these are methods that would actually cure the outcome, but not did not cure the starting point.
犯罪的倾向是在人的，你可以说在人的 DNA 里面的。
The inclination to sin perhaps is rooted in man's DNA.
耶利米书里面有一句话。
In the book of Jeremiah.
他说古时人岂能改变皮肤呢？炮岂能改变斑点呢？若能，你们这习惯行恶的，便能行善了。
OK, Can an Ethiopian change his skin or a leper change his spots? Neither can you do good who are accustomed to doing evil.
圣经这句话就是告诉我们,
this scripture tells us,
就好像一个黑人没有办法改变他皮肤的颜色,
and that is a someone with dark skin cannot change his skin.
就好像只是泡不能改变他皮，就是这个皮上面的斑点一样.
And just like a leper cannot change the spots.
我们人习惯了行恶，也是不能改变的.
And for men who are used to accustomed to committing sin, cannot change that.
所以圣经其实它很明显地告诉我们, 你希望通过受难去改变自己, 这个是没有可能的。
And the scripture clearly tells us, if you're actually trying to discipline yourself to change, it's not going to work.
因为我们的心是充满罪,
because our heart is full of sin.
也是我们生命的一部分,
it's also part of our life.
但是当时我不知道这句圣经啊,
but at that time, I did not know about this verse.
我还是很希望去遵守神的律法,
and I still want to follow God's law.
那么我就去翻圣经了,
then I turned to the Bible.
你知道吗? 其实我看中文看书是很慢的一个人来的。
Actually, I'm a very slow reader.
你知道当时这个已经是几年后, 我看金庸小说, 早晨8点看到晚上8点, 才看了一个 chapter 一段呢。
So when I was reading any kind of novel,
金庸小说的, okay, 这些 novels, okay?
It's a special novel, okay. Actually, from morning to night, I only read a chapter.
Yeah, 所以我不知道哪里来的力量，我就去翻圣经去找这个答案。
So I don't know where my strength came from, so I turned to the Bible and tried to find the answer.
结果给我在罗马书3章20节找出一句话。
And actually, I was able to find in Romans 3:20.
他说,所以凡有血气的,没有一个人应行律法能在神面前称义,因为律法本是叫人治罪。
And therefore, no one will be declared righteous in God's sight by the works of the law. Rather, through the law, we can become conscious of our sin.
当时我看到这句圣经的时候呢,我心里面非常沮丧。
And when I read this verse, I become very without any hope, because it what it tells me.
因为我希望达到律法的标准.
Because I was trying to reach the standard of the law.
但是圣经说人是没有可能做得到.
But the scripture tells us that man would not be able to do that.
他告诉我律法的功用是叫你治罪.
The purpose of the law is so that you become conscious of your sin.
这个事情我基本上是同意的。
And this, for sure I agree.
这大概过了1年以后,
so about a year later,
看圣经又看回去马太福音,
and I went back to the Gospel of Matthew,
又看到第5章,
and chapter 5 again,
又看到耶稣说不可杀人不可奸淫,
and I see that again Jesus said, do not commit a murder and do not commit adultery.
所以我再看到的时候我心里面就好像掉进这个冷水里面一样.
So when I saw that again, I felt like I was in a cold shower again.
我知道如果我今天离开世界我一定下地狱.
So I knew that when if I were to leave the earth that day, I was for sure go to hell.
因为我知道我是一个罪人.
Because I knew I was a sinner.
我做不到神的要求.
I cannot meet God's standard.
但是呢,就在这时候呢, 我突然间呢就明白一点.
And then, it's also at this time I realized one thing.
那虽然当时我已经去教会一年了,
and even that time I had gone to the church for 1 year.
有关耶稣死在十字架的事情,为了什么事情死,这些我已经听过无数次了.
And by then I have listened to countless times that Jesus died on the cross and all that.
但是你可以说我一直以来我不明白这个事情跟我有什么关系。
But for the longest time, I could not tell how this can relate to me.
我可以从一个知识上面的回答告诉你为什么耶稣死在十字架上。
From an understanding standpoint, I can tell why Jesus died on the cross.
但是当时我就明白，其实耶稣死在十字架上就是为了我的罪。
In that time, I understood because Jesus died on the cross for my sin.
他死，我就不用死。
He died, so I don't have to die.
他的义就成为我的义。
His righteousness become my righteousness.
所以当天晚上，其实我就自己祷告神，接受耶稣成为我的救主。
And that night, I prayed to God and asked Him to be my Lord.
那现在我明白一点。
And now I realize one thing.
就好像加拉太书三章二十四节这样子讲。
And just like what it says in Galatians 3:24.
这样律法是我们份蒙的师父，引我们到基督那里，使我们因信称义。
And therefore the Lord has become our tutor to lead us to Christ, so that we may be justified by faith.
律法是怎么领我们到耶稣这边去呢？
How can the Lord lead us to Christ?
他就是让我知道我是一个罪人。
And that is He, let me know that I'm a sinner.
还有就是我没有办法救自己。
And then also I cannot save myself.
所以我必须要去找耶稣成为我的救主。
And therefore, I need to look for Christ to become my Savior.
求主赦免我。
Where I ask God to forgive me.
接受他为我死在十字架上面。
And die for me on the cross.
洗净我一切的罪。
And cleanse all my sins.
所以通过圣经指出我的罪的时候。
So through the Bible point out my sin.
我就来到耶稣面前。
And now I came before Christ.
不是靠自己受练去提升自己。
And it's not like I can train myself, so discipline myself to control myself.
是通过相信耶稣。
But it's through believing in Christ.
洁净我的罪。
So to cleanse my sin.
那所以呢，那么我就是十四岁的时候信主了。
And therefore, I became a Christian when I was 14.
那我们现在就要考虑另外一个问题啊。
But you also can have to consider another point.
这个问题就是，那么一个基督徒了，现在信了耶稣了，那么我们还不会，会不会犯罪呢？
And now the Christian have become, may have become a Christian, then how do we actually stop sinning?
那圣经告诉我们呢，耶稣来的时候呢，他不单只洗净我们的罪。
And scripture tells us when Jesus came, not only did he cleanse our sin,
他可以使一个人不犯罪，
but he can also allow one to not to sin.
这个方法是什么呢？
What is that method?
这个方法其实就是给你一个新的心。
And then he gave us a new heart.
给你一个新的生命。
A new life.
一个黑人没有办法改变他的皮肤的颜色。
A person with dark skin cannot change the skin or the color.
唯一的方法是什么？
And what is the only way?
就是叫他去死。
That is for him to die.
如果他本来的生命死掉以后，你再有一个新的生命，这个新的生命跟你原本的生命不一样的，那么你就会改变。
And the, if the person die, and we have a new life, then it's actually different from the life you had before.
所以这个是耶稣救我们的一个方法。
And this is the method by which Jesus saved us.
但是我们很多基督徒，包括我在内，就发觉你信了耶稣以后，你还是会犯罪啊。
And the many Christians, including me, after becoming a Christian, still would sin.
那首先我告诉你，这个是你可以说呢，这个是神知道的，他。预计我们是会这样子。
And the, this is something that God already knows. Actually, He even know that ahead of time that we would do that.
他知道每一个基督徒，就是他信了耶稣以后，他还是会犯罪。
He knows that every Christian, after he become a Christian, still would commit sin.
这个就是约翰一书一章八节里面圣经说：“你们若说自己没。”自知无罪，便是自欺，真理不在你们心里。
In 1 John 1:18, 1:8, it says, if we claim to be without sin, we deceive ourselves, and the truth is not in us.
一个基督徒在世上的时候，他就会犯罪。
For Christians, if he's still on earth, he still would continue to sin.
但是在我们成长的时候呢，你会越来越犯的小。
And as we grow, we will commit less and less sin.
圣经形容呢，这个是我们成圣圣活的这个过程呢。And
the scripture explains this as a process of sanctification.
那么为什么基督徒有一个新的心灵，有一个新的生命呢？有一个新的心，这个心是没有罪的，他还是会犯罪呢？
So how is it the Christians have a new life, a new heart? This is without sin. How come he can still continue to sin?
因为我们对一个事情误会了。
Because we misunderstand one thing.
其实神从来没有想过呢，你可以说我们独立的生活。
And that, because Jesus knows that you cannot live independently.
他一直希望呢，我们是跟神是一直希望呢，与我们同行，走我们人生的路。
And Jesus always wants us to walk with us and walk with us in our life.
所以耶稣说， 如果我们离开他，我们就不能做什么。
So Jesus said, apart from you, you can do nothing.
所以为什么一个基督徒犯罪啊？
So why is it that a Christian sin?
就是我们没有住在主耶稣里面。And
that is, we do not abide in Jesus.
我们没有与主同行啊。We
are not walking alongside with him.
圣灵带领你的时候，你没有立刻的遵守他的提醒。
When the Holy Spirit led you, you could not heed the device.
所以我们就会犯罪。And
therefore we sin.
所以你犯罪的时候呢，不是因为你当时信耶稣信的不真。When
you sin, it's not because you, when you first believe in Jesus, it wasn't real.
是因为你离开了耶稣，你没有与他同行了。Because
you have drifted apart from Jesus and you did not walk with him.
但是如果你回去的时候，
But if you return to him,
我们承认我们的罪，
Acknowledge our sin,
耶稣又会与我们同行，
And Jesus would walk with us again.
那么耶稣就会成为我们的力量，
And Jesus would become our strength,
让我们会满足律法的要求，
So that we may satisfy the requirement of the law.
好像呢，保罗在加拉太书里面说， 我已经与基督同钉十字架，现在活着的不再是我，乃是基督在我里面活着，并且我如今在若死性活着，是因信耶稣，是因信神的儿子而活，他是爱我，为我舍己。Just
like Paul says in the Galatians, I have been crucified with Christ and I no longer live, but Christ lives in me. The life I now live in the body, I live by faith in the Son of God, who loved me and gave himself for me.
我们最后一同祷告。
Let's bow our head and pray.
亲爱的主耶稣，我们谢谢你。
Dear Jesus, we thank you.
因为你为人的罪死在十字架上面。
Because of man, the sin of man, you die on the cross.
我们没有办法 满足律法的要求。
We cannot satisfy the requirement of the law.
你已经为我们完成了。
But you have fulfilled that for us.
而且当我们与主同行的时候，
And as we walk with the Lord,
你就会成为我们的力量。
You can become my strength.
你会成为我们的生命。
You can become our life.
满足律法的要求。
To fulfill the requirement of the law.
听我们祷告奉耶稣基督名求。
Listen to our prayer in Jesus' name.
Amen.